Can You Land? It's Steve Matsura with program number 5 of The Backup Corner, a continuous continuing series on maintaining your computer system through the use of good backup and disaster recovery techniques. This week, I would like to first of all apologize for the long absence of The Backup Corner from ACB Main Menu. However, this is what happens when you try and introduce new hardware into your system and it throws an otherwise stable configuration into paroxysms of trouble. I won't go into it, but basically it was all related to the sound card that I chose to replace my old reliable AWE32, which has now been replaced by another card. Let's talk about backup. What kind of backup? Let's talk about little teeny-tiny backups. Let's talk about backing up things about your Windows system that, if you didn't have them, you would not be a happy puppy, and that is system initialization files. There is a company out there called ImagineLand, which you can find on the web at www.imagineland.com, and they make a product which is called ConfigSafe that I have used over the years and found to be invaluable. What ConfigSafe does is it works very much like GoBack. If you remember, we've discussed GoBack on previous shows. GoBack will take a picture of your hard drive, directories you specify, or anything that's changed after certain dates that you specify, and it will back it up and save it in a backup set and keep X number of backup sets on your drive that you can restore from at a later time should you need to. Well, that's the big approach. The micro approach would be backup only those files that are truly key and that really cannot be restored other than from a backup or by keying the information in again or by reinstalling a product again. And those are your system initialization files. As I said, win.ini, system.ini, protocol.ini, and a couple of other goodies. ConfigSafe does this for you and keeps a generation backup set strategy that you can browse and restore from on demand. Now, because these files are small already, they're not going to take up much room, but ConfigSafe also compresses them, so they take up even less of not much room. As a matter of fact, the space that I had allocated for 8 generations of backup was, I think, 100K. Now, that's pretty efficient, don't you think? What ConfigSafe does is it presents you with the opportunities of making backup copies of your system. They call it taking a snapshot. When you take a snapshot, the key files that I mentioned before, plus some that I didn't mention, are backed up into a safe area, and ConfigSafe adds them to its catalog of known backups of these files. And after you do a couple of system snapshots, you'll see that you have a list. When you run the ConfigSafe front end, you have a list of these things that you can restore from. Now, why would you want this? What do you need this for? Why am I telling you to go out there and spend the $40 that you have to spend in order to get this feature? Well, it's very simple. If you install a piece of software that suddenly makes your system start behaving really strange, and you ever notice how when you deinstall software sometimes it doesn't deinstall correctly and it leaves little traces of itself behind? Well, you can delete the directories, but unless you feel like going through hundreds, maybe thousands of lines of initialization file code, you may not be able to rip the thing out all the way. The best way to do it is to deinstall the product, delete all the directories it may have left behind, and then restore from a ConfigSafe snapshot. That way, your system will be as close to how it was before you install the offending piece of software as you can possibly get it. Now, this goes for hardware as well. A perfect example is I had a network card that I installed in a machine that had ConfigSafe on it, and the network card stole an IRQ. So I had to play with a network card and try and change the IRQ and find one that was free. And the more I tried, the deeper in trouble I got. So what I had to wind up doing is rip the thing out, start all over, restore from a config safe snapshot before the system had ever seen the network card and IRQs were changed, and devices that had stopped working because I installed the network card came back to life. It was great. It was a real lifesaver. Definitely worth the $40 for that incident alone. Well, ConfigSafe now has a new suite of products. The name I do not recall. I received an email about it the other day. And, of course, you know what they say about proper preparation prevents you-know-what poor performance. I forgot to remember the name of the package. But if you go to ImagineLand.com, you'll find it. It's a new product offering for $95, which is, I think, a bit much, considering what the thing is and does. This package allows manipulation and backups of the registry in very much the same fashion as ConfigSafe allows backup and restore and snapshots of system initialization files. There's more to it than that. If you want to know more about it, I'd advise you to check out the website. Now, for the remainder of the program, I'd like to talk with you about purchasing backup software. One of the first things, of course, to all of us, that backup software should be is accessible with speech and or braille. These days, I'm happy to report that most of it is very accessible. Whether you choose Norton, or you choose Seagate, or any of the other ones that are out there, I haven't discovered any or heard of any lately that anybody has reported to me that they couldn't access, either through standard Windows navigation with the tab, through dialog boxes, or with a little mouse movement. I have not heard of any backup software that does things like have transparent screens where you get bleed through from the desktop overlapping the window of the program. None of that nonsense. But I did want to mention three backup programs that I am personally familiar with, and some that I would recommend and some I wouldn't. Ones that I would recommend in the $40 to $50 category, my first recommendation is a shareware product called NovaBack from a company called NovaStore. I may have mentioned them to you before. The website is, of course, www.novastore.com, and NovaStore is spelled without the E, NovaStore.com. NovaStore is a suite of products of which you only need to purchase one member. The reason for that is because it comes in different flavors depending on the configuration of SCSI, IDE, disk, tape, CD-ROM, and DVD that you have on your system. That's right, they sell a different version for just about every configuration and flavor that you could think of all those permutations. This is also the thing about them I like the least. One of the things I like about them the best is I think that they handle disaster recovery and boot drive recreation about the best and easiest of any of the backup programs that are out there. Their philosophy is, when you start up Windows, you're really, when you boot up rather, you're really in a 16-bit environment until you actually start Windows itself, then you go to a true 32-bit environment. That being the case, it is best to do a 16-bit backup. It's exactly how it goes with NovaBack and the disaster recovery backup. What it does is it first scans your disk in Windows and builds a database of all long file names that you have, which of course are in the FAT32 arena. Then it goes into 16-bit mode, it launches a DOS box, does the backup, and copies the database of long file names to the end of this backup, which on the restore side is the last thing to get restored. And then a program runs, once you reboot and you boot up Windows, you actually don't boot Windows. You boot this little special thing that NovaMac puts out there, which reconstitutes your long file names, goes away, and then launches Windows in its place. And you know, it really does work. It sounds convoluted, but it really does work. It works well, it's reliable, and it's speech-friendly. The only thing that's not so speech-friendly is the boot-up process. I have not tried it with speech software, but boy, oh boy, they sure don't leave any room on the disk for you to put speech software after you've built the disaster recovery disk from the NovaMac system menus. Anyway, for $40, you can't go wrong. It does everything. It's got a nice scheduler. It allows you to do both full and or incremental backups. Incremental backups, of course, are the ones with the famous archive bit that we've discussed here loads of times before. And the new versions even allow for something called a differential backup. Differential backup simply means take what I want to back up and break it up as best you can into pieces. However many pieces, I'll tell you what the number of pieces is. Maybe it's 5 pieces for 5 nights a week, or 7 pieces for 7 nights a week, or however many it is. Break it up as best you can, and every night we're going to back up a piece of the pie. And by the end of the time period, we will have the entire system backed up according to what we put in that we wanted backed up in the first place. Now, if that sounds like a lot, think about this. Let's say you have 10 gigs of stuff to back up. If you tell NovaMac you want to do a differential backup over 5 nights, it will do the best it can to break that 10 gigs up into 2 gig pieces, as close to 2 gigs as it can get based on file sizes of what you asked it to back up. Of course, it might be a meg or two over, maybe even more than a meg or two over. It depends on what you're asking it to do. But it tries the best it can, and at the end of the 5 nights, everything will be backed up, and you'll be safe. Where this comes in handy is on systems with slow drives, slow IDE drives, slow tape drives, or on systems with a lot of data that don't want to spend a lot of time every day doing backup and then nothing the rest of the week. Anyway, that's NovaMac and NovaStore. You'll also see some information on their website about NovaNet Web. It is a very expensive, full of bells and whistles backup program for backing up across the internet. And I could probably do 4 programs on how NovaNet Web works all by itself. I use NovaNet Web in my business. Some of you may know that I have a company called Data Guardian, and Data Guardian does just that. We do things like over-the-net backup, and we do things like removing passwords from Word documents and that sort of thing. You never believe how many people want their passwords removed from a document. They've forgotten the password, or an employee has left the company and they need access to these documents. Well, that's one of the things that Data Guardian does. We won't talk about Data Guardian now because Data Guardian is not paying for this program. What we will do is we'll talk about Seagate Backup Exec, formerly known as Cutter Backup Exec, formerly known as Colorado Backup Exec, if any of you go back that far. Yep, it's been a long time, but it's the old Backup Exec is still around, and now it's in the Windows environment, and it's real fancy and real good. It supports a plethora of tape drives. You don't need to buy a new version for every time you change your tape drive, or every time you change a SCSI drive or an IDE drive or something to your system. Not like NovaMac. It's very good that way. It handles everything all in one shot. However, it is a little bit more expensive than NovaMac. Seagate may run you maybe $70 or $80. I've seen it on the shelf for about that price. I've seen it in some online discount retailers for less. But it does truly everything. I don't know what its approach to disaster recovery on a boot disk level is, but I know it has one. And seeing as how we're just about out of time, notice how the music comes up in the background, we'll save talking about backup programs that come as a freebie with hardware for next time. Thanking you for yours until next, this is Steve Matsura in the backup corner, backup in the backup corner, for ECB Main Menu.